We're on a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, we are on a ship recording this podcast, which is pretty cool. Oh yeah, I've lost this. When I see you with him, I remember how I feel when I'm with you. Oh yeah, I see you with that other guy. All I wanna do is sit and cry. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Hello and welcome back to the Winter Fanboys. I'm Ben Poland.
I'm Adam McDowell.
And this is the Winter Fanboys podcast about the band The Winter Failure. We are covering their Valentine's Day EP, LP?
EP.
Short, EP?
Yeah.
I always forget what those mean.
No worries.
Long play is LP, but I don't exactly, I guess that's like a full album. Anyway,
yeah.
We are going to be covering the song Be Mine today, talking about it, a song by Bran.
Our homeboy Bran.
Homeboy Bran.
I can say homeboy now.
You can't. Did you talk to him about it?
No, I didn't ask him if I could specifically say. I did not ask consent if I can specifically say homeboy Bran. He did say I could call him Bran.
That's. I feel like you're taking liberties
here. I am taking liberties. I'm sorry.
all right. So, Adam, can you tell me a little bit about your first impressions of this song? I mean, maybe first give us like a kind of a high level vibe check of the song.
You got
and
it.
Give me some first impressions.
All right. Five level.
Five level.
What are words?
Dear Piper picked a peck of pickle.
A high level of the song, I want to say, is kind of punk rockish. Which is always funny because I just picture Bran with a big beard.
Mm-hmm. Does that feel punk rock to you?
I don't know. I don't think big beards feel punk rock to me, but.
Nah. Clean shaven skinny boys feel punk rock.
But I don't necessarily think that whatever. That's he has a beard. I think punk rock, you can have a beard.
You can be punk rock however you want to be. I'm just saying that like Blink 182 has kind of given me the
do you think Blink 182 is the pinnacle of punk rock?
Pinnacle? I certainly don't. I don't even know how to answer this question. I don't know what the pinnacle of punk rock is.
Neither
I would say
I.
that Blink 182 is like one of the like maybe touchstones of punk rock for me.
Okay.
But honestly, that's like late punk rock. Like when okay. I talk, like we can get into like the British punk rock scene, like the Clash doing fun stuff in like the 80s. You ever listen to Clash?
No.
Oh dude, the Clash are great.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right.
So anyway, I think it's very like the guitar is just, it's so like rhythmic. It's so rhythmic. That doesn't even make sense.
Chunky.
It's just kind of driving it.
Yeah.
And then he has the, you know, the chorus part is just be mine. And so I think that is, it sits pretty high up there. And mm-hmm. so I think it's kind of it gives me the punk rock feel.
Yeah.
So that's the high level, right? That's the quick, if I was painting with a broad brush.
Yeah, yeah. Makes me think of those like kind of early 2000s punk rock kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You said like The Killers or Jimmy Eat World. What's funny is I don't really listen to Jimmy Eat World, but I do know The Killers. So
therefore, Snow Patrol or, which I'm not exactly sure if we call those punk rock or not, what the word is on them, but it kind of gave me that feel, mm-hmm. you know, like I could feel it's like after that song, the next song in the album would be like the middle, right? Or like, it's gonna take some time, it'll go in.
Yeah, we know words.
Songs.
If I were to kind of, also another thing is I think this song is very much driven by the story.
Yeah.
So I come from a background when I'm approaching music of musical theater. Mm-hmm. So it's very much a story driven song. I mean, that's the reason why I really like Ben Rector is a lot of his songs are driven by a story, mm-hmm. not necessarily everything else, or it's just poetry. It's like his was very much like kind of like Dave's first song. Like it kind of had a build to it, had an arc. But this one definitely had an arc, had characters, and there were like other characters. There was like a mm-hmm. another person.
And this one was like resolves a bit heavier than the first one.
Yeah. And that's another thing that I really liked. not only does it resolve, but he takes the chorus. So if I think of like a person that's like chasing after this other mm-hmm. person, but this other person is like with somebody else, there's conflict right now. Mm-hmm. There's a love triangle. Well, then they give this card and they are talking. And this whole time, this one person has been the main character saying, "Be mine."
Mm-hmm. The voice.
Then the "be mine" flips from the other character's perspective.
Yeah.
I think that's super cool. I've heard it done in other songs.
Yeah, it's a nice touch.
Brandon invented it, but it's cool that he used it.
It's cool that Brandon invented that.
Yeah.
Cool. It's cool to finally find out where it came from.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Now we're kind of getting into the song. I think that was the coolest part. That was the coolest takeaway for me.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about a little bit about what the story is specifically?
Yeah. I mean, do you know specifically what the story is?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think I do too, but okay, I'm curious if you know something other.
Do you want me to tell? I was going to tell the story. All right,
Let's set the mood.
All right, set the mood.
I don't know.
Once upon a time. I don't know. It's like more like an 80s like action movie sound. In the year 2000XX, there are no more velociraptors because they were gone a long time ago.
Because they're not even around now.
But there's also no more chocolate cake. Because the Amazon rainforest is gone. Anyway, what am I doing? Anyway, getting back to it. So the story starts out and we've got this guy. And he's talking about like seeing this girl with another guy. And yeah, the feelings of jealousy come up in him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like reminded of how he feels when he's with her. In part, like it's like the jealousy almost reminds him of how he feels about her. Like it's like it like lights the fire under him. He's mm-hmm. like, oh dang, like other people might be interested in this person too. And like they mean something to me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose them. He gets a Garfield Valentine's card.
Yeah.
And writes in it, a proposal of like going on a date. And it says "be mine" in it, I think, right? That's where we go into the chorus.
Yeah.
And he gives the Garfield Valentine, and in it it's like, "I know you love lasagna, and so I'll take you to the OG down the road."
Which, for those of you listening, OG is Olive Garden, not weed. We did do a quick Google search.
Yeah, I don't think it's very well known as
the OG.
Apparently there's a Florida OG, or OG is original gangster, but also OG, Florida OG apparently is a strain of marijuana.
Of marijuana. You can Google it.
Yeah, you're not going to get it.
It's fine. I thought the OG was a Florida reference to something. It could be, but I didn't hear the lasagna part. Mm-hmm. So then Ben said the lasagna part. We were trying to figure out the OG. I filled in Olive Garden.
Yep.
Which makes more sense than the weed. I mean, it could be you like lasagna, you want to go get some weed.
I mean, lasagna when you're high might be tasty. But it's tasty all the time, so it's good. Anyway, so he gives her the card and then later asks her, like, "What do you think of the card?" Which I thought for a little while he was saying car, but he says, "What do you think of the card?" And then she grabs him by the hand.
Yeah.
And then she says, "Be mine." Right. And then we go back to the chorus. I think that's the end of the song.
That's it.
Yeah. I think it's kind of a short and sweet story. Of a relationship starting.
Made me think of high school or younger.
Yes. Got strong high school vibes.
Maybe that's because around the time the Killers were, I was in,
right. I mean, like, the music style. Time,
the music. I would have been in high school.
Yeah.
It also made me think of how many times I've given girls in high school and younger Valentine's Day, and how some of it was borderline, like, not creepy, but just like, you are trying way too hard. Like, dude, don't do that. Like, somebody should have said to me, "That's a bad idea."
I don't think I've ever given a Valentine's Day card to someone who I wasn't already with.
Oh no, there's a girl in my high It was middle school, actually. Now that I think about it, it was middle school. She definitely didn't like me, but man, I wasn't going to stop. Yeah. And I said, well, I say that she definitely doesn't like me because I was convinced that, well, she hadn't met me. She hadn't gotten a chance to know me. So what I did was for Valentine's Day, she had given me her locker combination. So I put a bear.
But she didn't like you?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why she
wouldn't give me. She gave you her locker combination. Here's the keys to my house, but I don't like you.
Well, first of all, it's a locker combination. I mean, it's, I guess hindsight.
Locker is like your
sure, house. For middle, I mean, middle schoolers, I don't know how much, what you're putting in there, your book bag. And
you can fill it with milk.
You could. Full locker.
Right, it's like full control to like do a prank. You know,
I could have. You're right. I could have actually done a lot.
I was really trusting of her to give to someone she did not like.
Assuming she gave it to me, I don't know why. And then if one of her friends
did, you
gave
steal it?
No. How do I steal it? No, I definitely did not walk by her and like, let me see. That takes a lot of effort. And I was a fat. I was huge. So I'm not like small. I wouldn't have been able to like. To you like, would see me coming down the hallway.
You're saying you couldn't have been sneaky about it? I bet you could have been sneaky about it.
No. So I'm pretty sure she gave it to me. I don't remember how I got it. Nonetheless, I put a bear in there. I'm going to give it to a friend and said, can you put this in her locker?
Okay.
That might have been it. Put a bear and chocolate in there.
Nice.
Somebody should have said, don't do that, man.
Okay.
She doesn't care. See, it would have been, you know, it's just kind of embarrassing.
Well, what happened when so you put it in there. You got to finish the story. What happened?
I think she's like, that's the thing. I don't remember what happened. She either.
Oh, you blocked it out. It did not go well. It went poorly.
She either said, I don't think she even said anything to me. She was just like, ooh. I think she was like, thanks. And then moved on in life. She's now married. She's doing well.
She's an astronaut.
She's an astronaut. She's been in space.
I do not know if she's an astronaut.
I don't know that either. I don't actually know what she does. So she could be an astronaut.
Yeah, maybe. And yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty in the story.
So it just makes me think of like, I always had crushes in like middle and high school.
Yeah, this is what I've learned about you on this trip is that you were a little like, you know, you're a little ladies man.
The only
team around.
Okay, yes, that was in ninth grade.
Softball girls.
I didn't get any softball girls. They simply were just like, oh, he's cute with braces. Look at him. I was like a little child.
That's too bad. So you're getting kind of like the cute affection.
You're a man. Like you're a man. No, there was no you're a man. There was basically like, oh, this kid is cool. Hindsight, I'd be like, no, no.
They're being nice to you.
Yeah, they're just being nice.
That's too bad.
Only reason you're bringing this up is because this cruise, a high school teacher is on the cruise as well.
Yeah.
So we did talk about high school. But this song does remind me of Valentine's Day and like giving cards.
It makes me think of when we would have Valentine's Day as little kids, which was pretty awesome because it was like a weird version of Halloween where you would just like go and you would get a card for everybody.
Yeah, everybody got a card. You got a whole selection.
Right? You'd have like, here's these tiny Snickers. And then you just like walk around the classroom like giving everybody Valentine's Day cards. And that's awesome. I should do that. I should give people Valentine's Day cards with candy.
Wait, I'm a little disappointed. You got Snickers?
Oh, yeah.
I always got Sweet Tarts.
Sweet Tarts. Yeah.
You got Snickers?
Snickers? Yeah, no, Snickers. All sorts of candies, right? You would get Sweet Tarts from some people who like didn't really like you that much. You would get the candy hearts from people who were like kind of nostalgic for an era that maybe never happened. And then you get Snickers from like, you know, people who cared about you.
I can't wait to have kids and I will dissect what kind of candy they get and be like,
Listen, the person who gives out Sweet Tarts at Halloween is a criminal.
They held on to him since Valentine's Day.
Right. Like,
did you know this?
Have you ever wanted a Sweet Tart in your entire life?
Only when I had nothing.
It's like,
else around.
Oh, I want, like, it's like, who wants to eat chalk? You know, like someone's like, I love chalk and I want to put it in my mouth, but it's unedible.
Did you ever, Brie told me that she did this. She used to crush up the Sweet Tarts and then smoke it.
Smoke it? How? Like roll, like with rolling paper?
No, you would crush them up. They'd stay in the little, you know, the little.
She would light the plastic? No. That's so bad for you.
No, she said she would crush them up and then you could breathe in the powder and then you could puff it out. She would not inhale. Really smoking it.
Okay, I was like smoking it implies that you're lighting something on fire. I feel like inhaling Sweet Tart dust is a one-way ticket to like coughing up your lung. I knew kids who would like snort pixie dust because they were like training to do cocaine.
Wait, what is pixie dust?
You know what pixie dust is?
What are you saying? No, we're on a Disney ship and we know pixie dust. It's all
pixie fake. Dust was like a, it was like a paper tube of sugar dust. And it was essentially crushed up sweet tarts. You know, when they were like, oh, we have to get rid of more of these sweet tarts. I feel like they're like, where do these come from? I feel like someone found a mine and they're like mining it out of the ground. And they're like, we have to find ways of selling it.
That's so funny.
They crush it up.
Yes, I do know what pixie
dust. Or it's the byproduct of making sweet tarts, right? Like the sweet tart dust that's on the ground of the factory is like sweeped up and like put in little
not
tubes
sanitized.
And given to children.
Not sanitized.
Give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything.
I forgot that is a, that was. I never caught a pixie dust though. I don't know what I caught them, but they were always made of paper, and the paper would get the
awful.
Sugar
like,
could not.
It was so bad.
You always had to like smash it between your two teeth so it wouldn't get wet. Yeah, I know what that is.
We live in a crazy culture. It doesn't make any sense.
We used to have those sticks too that you would just sugar stick
it's
and
a
you would
sugar
dip
stick
it in the
sugar. You want some sugar on your sugar? I like the green sugar. Nah, I like purple.
We also come from the era where we also had candy cigarettes, as if that was...
we had the tail end of candy cigarettes. Like, they were like... They were a crime, and they were slowly phasing out.
I had them.
Me too.
We had them.
Mine were mostly
like,
chewing gum.
What?
Mine were like chewing gum.
Chewing gum candy?
Like candy cigarettes that were like chewing gum, that you would like kind of... it would become gum. I don't know.
No, mine was just a sugar stick made of cigarettes in a cigarette pack that you open up. And I was like, A, not only are we getting addicted to sugar, but B, we're starting to build a habit for us to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, a horrible idea.
I think the tobacco companies made that.
Oh, said, for sure.
This is how we're going to get 7-year-olds to start smoking by the time they're 17.
Yeah, it's like a way of getting, acclimatizing children to the idea of cigarettes. It's insidious.
I'm laughing because our parents just let us do it.
Oh my God.
They're like, yeah, go ahead. I'm like, we're at the gas station. Go ahead, get those. Anyway, we got on a big tangent about freaking sweet tarts. Is that what they're called? Sweet tarts?
I think so. Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Do you like the Valentine's Day hearts?
No.
Candy hearts?
I think they're sweet tarts, just sharp shaped.
Yeah, they're slightly better because they're not like, they taste a little, but they're honestly they're just bad.
I mean, it's cool to get the little things. I think.
Did you ever give one to somebody like intentionally, like one that
You think I get? Yeah, I stuck a bear and chocolate in someone's locker. I definitely gave
you're
someone.
So romantic.
I definitely gave someone a card. Yeah, when you were little kids, we did always break up the cards. And what's funny is that's why I think this is they're younger is because he said a Garfield Valentine. But, you know, he could have ran into a Target and got a Garfield
Valentine. I mean, a Garfield Valentine could work in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, a Garfield Valentine could work today in the right conditions.
Write that down and give that to Bree and see what she thinks. That's all I do for Valentine's Day, that and sweet tarts.
Well, does she like Garfield? All right, well, then it might not work.
is there a reference when he says the Garfield and lasagna? Is there lasagna and Garfield?
Yeah, because Garfield loves lasagna. I think it's probably like, I love you like Garfield loves lasagna. You know, the thing is with these, like, okay, with like Valentine's Day cards, they're like the lowest effort things written in there. Like, not to disparage, if anyone listening like works for Hallmark and writes these things, I'm not disparaging your career, but I am also saying that this is like, it's pretty low-hanging fruit, which is fine. What it should do is it should encourage us to fold a piece of paper in half, draw something on the front, write a stupid joke in the middle, and then sign your name and give it to someone you love. And I think that's like about a million times better than buying a Hallmark card.
Oh, what's funny is you just said Garfield does like lasagna.
Yeah.
You know who I was thinking of this entire time?
Me.
No, I was thinking of the peanuts.
The peanuts. Oh, you were thinking of Charlie Brown.
I was like, Charlie Brown. That's what I was thinking of when I said Garfield. Yes, Garfield loves all food. But yes, he does love lasagna
specifically. He loves sleeping in
lasagna. Yes. Garfield now all makes sense. It's the cat. The big old.
He's a big old red. He's orange,
not,
orange cat.
Not Charlie Brown and Snoopy.
No, wrong one. That's a dog.
Yeah, so I think that this song does exactly what it's supposed to do. makes us talk about. We're reminiscing about
childhood. It's a kind of nostalgic song, like reminiscing.
And it makes me think of you know, high school. I don't even know if it's love. It's just Be Mine. It's not really like.
It's high school romance or it's like young romance, right? Or young love, like young feelings of, you know, jealousy, but also like wanting to be with someone and that kind of thing.
You're right.
You know, back when you feel things, not now. Now we're old.
Back when you're not numb, doodle.
And we're all numb. We're so callous. We're smoking our cigarettes. We got our candy because we were hooked early.
Oh, my chair keeps squeaking when I
Oh, gosh. I wanted to say something about the candies, but I can't remember anymore. This is good podcast content.
This is good.
Be Mine.
Be Mine. I think it's.
I'd give you a Valentine.
Give me?
Yeah, I'd give you one.
I'd give you a Valentine.
What candy would you give me?
I think just to get you mad, sweet.
You son of a bitch.
just to make you really think of how
I should have seen it coming. I knew it this whole time. You actually don't like me. It is funny. It's like you could give someone sweet tarts and they'd be like, "Oh, you want to break up?" The subtle language of candy.
What's so funny is I don't read into candy. Because I would read into it. That's all I had. Yeah. So you get sweet tarts,
right?
They're like, you could have gone to Target. Nope. All I have were sweet tarts. They were at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah. What's your favorite candy?
Reese's. Hands down.
Oh.
Peanut butter, chocolate. Best combination ever.
Pretty strong combo.
What about you?
Yeah. I'm partial to the almond Snickers.
Ew. Why do you want something healthy in your chocolate?
Because I love to live a long time.
Grandpa, what's the success to living so long?
Eating almond Snickers. Anytime you should have candy, make sure it's healthy candy.
Make sure anytime you need chocolate, make sure there's a nut inside.
Also, if someone gives you sweet tarts, they're breaking up with you. Now run along, Billy.
Grandpa has all the wisdom of all
the candy. Get into your laser car.
Oh, this is good. Well, anyway, that's Be Mine.
This has been the Winter Fanboys. I'm Ben Poland.
I'm Adam McDowell.
Stay frosty, my friends.
Yeah.
Say be mine.